I like living my own life. I like living my own life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I like living my own life. What does it mean to be living my own life? Have you thought about that? What does it mean to be living your own life? When you're living your own life, what are you doing? You're really not paying any attention to anybody else. You're merely being so one-pointed on your own life, on your own happenings, on that which makes your life fulfilled and delightful, you have no time for anything else. You have no time to look at anyone else's life and say they are doing it right or wrong. Now, how can I say that? I say that very easily and very powerfully and very cagily too. If I am so busy living my life and having my world be a reflection of what my life is, then I am going to be so busy in my own life, my own world, I have no time for judging anybody else. I have no time for looking at anyone else's life and saying, their life is bad, their life is good, their life is whatever it may be. And when I am in that state of judgment, oh my goodness sakes, do I come up with some wingdingers? I really do. I come up with some attitudes that would shake my boat and shake their boat and shake every boat that's around. And whose fault is it? It's what I'm thinking about. Now, if I am thinking loving thoughts about myself, and I'm thinking, I'm a nice person, I like being with me, what am I going to do today that's going to be a lot of fun? Well, I think I'll read a book. I think I'll take a walk. I think I'll take a swim. We have a pool. Now, Anita said to me yesterday, she says, you know, I look at that pool that we have here. It's all filled with water, all properly treated, and I feel like diving in there. When I go by the mountain lakes and the mountain streams in Switzerland where I lived, I see all of these beautiful ice lakes and ice rivers, and I feel like jumping in. And then I look and see some other people actually doing it. Some other people are actually going in there and swimming. And I think to myself, wow, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? But I haven't gotten myself to do it yet. See, that's what most of us are doing. We're looking with delight at other possible experiences, and we haven't gotten ourselves to do it yet. Now, how are we going to get ourselves to do it? How is Anita going to dive into the pool here at the Absolute Monastery? The pool is lovely, it's gracious, it's beautiful, and it is cold. It is. The temperature gets down to freezing sometimes during the evenings, although it's beginning to warm up now. We're just on the verge of April, and so it'll take quite a while for that pool to warm up enough to be really warm. Now, what can Anita do? Anita says, I like living my own life, and I would just love to go swimming in that pool. I would just love to go puddling around. I just love to slide under the water and come around and do all sorts of good things. I'd love to do it. Well, the fact is, Anita doesn't love to do it. If Anita loved to do that, she'd do it. But she would not dive into a cold swimming pool. She would dive into a swimming pool, neither cold nor warm. She would not predetermine what that water was going to be. She would not say, that is icy water and my body cannot stand that shock. I am so old and I cannot do that. Well, look at these Finlanders and Norwegians who dive under the water and go underneath the ice and swim out had come out a whole further along the way. What courageous people and what amazing people, and how you and I would think twice before we did it. Well, they don't think of swimming in that ice-cold water from one hole to another. They think of swimming from one hole to another without any temperature. And you see, when we get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, then the divine circuits can truly connect for us. Will Anita make it into the pool? It all depends. If Anita sees that pool as cold, Anita won't go in the pool. If Anita sees that pool as just wonderful water to swim in, and wonderful without thinking temperature, without thinking cold or warm or anything, she'll do it. People do this all the time. And some people die of hyperventilation. Some people die of coldness. Some people die of these things because they think they're going to die. And other people, they think they're just in the water. And they do not allow their body to dissipate its heat into the water, or the coolness of the water to dissipate the body heat. They just are themselves. They just are being themselves and having fun. I like living my own life. Now, my own life is what I think it is. And if I think that the absolute monastery pool is cold, then I would be reluctant to swim in it. If I think the absolute monastery pool is filled with delicious, delightful water, and I just am so attracted to go and swim in it, I go and swim, and I do not feel the heat or the coldness of the water. This is true of all areas in life. If I look at other people and I see them doing something that I would not do, then that's what I would do, because I see them doing something, and that's me seeing them doing something, and so I'm interpreting what they're doing, and I am doing it. Now, if I see myself doing everything glorious and good all the time, then I will see everyone else doing everything glorious and good all the time. I like living in my own life. I like living my own life. I like doing what it is that makes me happy, doing what it is that makes me feel fulfilled and delighted in every possible way. I like that. But it's my choice. Absolutely my choice. Most of the time, and many times, people go around the world judging others. They say the political field is wrong. They say the politicians are bad. They say that the government of the world, of the individual nations, is driving the nations into bankruptcy, into problems. They say all of these things. They say that their mother and their father didn't do very well, or they did very well, but they did well only by stepping on other people and crushing them and taking their wealth. They did this, they did that. Well, when you have those kind of thoughts in your mind, those are the kind of experiences you're going to have in your life. And you're going to see the government as being ineffectual and inadequate and corrupt. You're going to see all of those things that you think in your mind. Now, if you say the United States of America has the finest government in the entire universe, it is guided by the finest elected officials in the universe whose total purpose is the good of the people of the United States and the world. The United States is the role model government. It is a role model government that all governments of the world look to. And though they may stumble occasionally as they're making choices, when they make the choice for all that is good, all the nations of the world look on and say, hooray, hallelujah. And all the nations of the world want to duplicate that. Well, we must in all ways be aware that we are whatever we see. And if we see the ideal government of the United States, of the ideal government, which is the United States government, then that is the ideal government. If we see all the other governments of the world, ideal governments, without judging and saying they have to be democratic or they have to be this or that, but without any judgment, then we are being the great creator. Now, is God in us? Is the divine in us? Are we creative? Are we the all in all? We are. We cannot get away from it because the divine that created us is in us and is us, and we are it. And we can live according to its highest precepts. And the divine only created everything good and very good, and so we create everything good and very good. The divine doesn't look upon our failures and our faults and our limitations. The divine just looks on our ideal, who we are. The divine sees what it has created in us, and it calls it good and very good. And can we do any less than to look at our world and call it good and very good? Can we be the absolute creative cause that we are, and look at everything in our world and every experience that's going on and every individual in our world and say they are good and very good? Wow, how wonderful that is that we can do that. How wonderful it is that we can do that. Sometimes we get so busy judging rightness and wrongness that we forget there is no rightness and wrongness. There is only beingness. And you and I, we are being. You and I, we are here. You and I, we are consciousness expressing on planet Earth. You and I, we are being human for the moment, looking toward the reality of our divinity. And you and I, the moment we claim our divinity, the moment we access our divinity, the moment we reveal our divinity in everything we do, how great that is. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future, there is only now. I live in now, and I say, I now am whole and perfect. I now am beautiful. I now am revealed. I now am ideal. I now am ideal. I now am ideal. Yes, ideal. I now am ideal. And I love everyone unconditionally because I love myself unconditionally. I delight in the actions and activities of everyone in the world about me because I delight in my creative activity in everyone and the world about me, doing wonderful, beautiful, glorious, fantastic things that tickle the heart, that tickle the fancy, that make me feel and them feel absolutely glorious and good. Oh, yes, it is true. I like living my own life. And I'm so busy living my own life and seeing everything that I hold dear and true expressed in everybody, in everything around me. They are my mirror of who I am. And they are glorious mirrors. They are my mirror of all that is good and beautiful in me, and they are glorious mirrors. I do not see any need for improvement. I do not see any need for change. I see all in its ideal pattern right now, because I see me in my ideal pattern right now. I see me in all that I am right now. I see me being that which I am now. I like living my own life. And I'm so busy living my own life, I have no time to make judgments of other people's lives and other people's worlds. Because when I look at other people and I look at other people's lives and worlds, I see exactly who I am when I look at them. And if I don't like what I see, I must change my liking within myself, my seeing within myself, my recognition within myself of who I am. Am I a judgmental person? Oh, you bet your life I am. The moment I think that somebody else is not good, I am judgmental. But the moment I think that everyone is the expression of the ideal that they are, that I created them to be, wow, 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 it is done. It is so. It is now. It is beautiful. Oh, yes, it is. And how glorious that is. Because that is what it's all about. I'm so busy being myself and having fun. I like living my own life. I like living all the things that turn me on and make me happy. And that's the only way to go. How about you? Do you like that too? Well, try it on for size and say to yourself, as I say to me and to all in my world, I love you. I love you. I love you.